Yeah, he was probably mad about that. But, you know, it was a play we had run earlier, and the corner had jumped. I think I threw it to Travis, and he batted it down and jumped it. So I was a little nervous when I saw that coverage with that same corner over there out of the same, you know, play. So I was a little hesitant, and, you know, I worked back to my second read, which is usually over the ball, and I didn't see him, and I knew I had time. I felt like, you know, there was a, you know, Terrence, I think it was Terrence blocked the guy. I felt there was no one out there, just kind of buy time. And, you know, we've had some big plays on that, you know, this year, and it's something that I talked with our receivers about. I said, if you see me looking around, just go deep. And Gabe's did a great job, and touchdown, you know what I mean? So, you know, it doesn't always have to be the way you draw it up. Yeah, I mean, you know, this is the ultimate team sport, and, you know, it wasn't always pretty with the way our offense was playing, but you know what, we're 5-3, and it doesn't say in the box score tomorrow, well, you know, the offense didn't play so great, and it was close, but they won. You know, it says 5-3, and we just got to continue to improve and obviously get the running game going a little bit more and you know, continue to do the things we do. But I think, you know, similar to last week, we didn't abandon our game plan. We were able to hit some play-action passes, still run the ball, and, you know, take advantage of it and make plays when we had to. And obviously the defense played great, and special teams coming up huge with those two plays. I mean, it's been a tough 3 weeks. There's no doubt. I mean, you go from Jacksonville, who, you know, I told you guys, you know, it was going to be a tough front seven, to last week with, it's slipping my mind, Oakland, yeah. I mean, you look at those guys on paper, and you have Justin Tuck and Antonio Smith and like I said last week, Khalil Mack, I mean, one of the best players we've played against. And then you come in here with a guy who just signed a $98 million contract, Gerald McCoy, who, you know, the one thing I'll say about him is the production people told me that he had said some nice things about me. So I looked, and he came up to me during the game. He's like, hey, I meant everything I said. And you couldn't ask to see a nicer guy. Obviously, you don't want him to be on the other team who's, you know, a dominant three technique in this league. But to know that, you know, you earn other people's respect around the league, and you know, he's willing to say that not only to you but also to the media, it means a lot. But, you know, we knew this three-game stretch was going to be you know, everybody marked it up as it should be easy, but we knew it wasn't going to be. And going against, you know, tough defenses with tough front sevens, and obviously losing Alex Mack, I mean, we knew it was going to be a battle. And to come out 2-1 out of those three games, you know, when people probably thought we should go out and just kill these teams, I mean, it's the reason there's the NFL, and it's, you know, week in and week out. And, you know, they're good players too. And the record might not be what they want it to be, but you know, we all get paid to do this, and people are going to play no matter what the situation is. For sure. I mean, you know, hopefully, knock on wood, Thursday night games haven't been too good for me, but I'm looking forward to it. I mean, this is definitely one that, you know, you keep your eye on. And before this three-game stretch, like I mentioned, you know, we knew back in the back of our minds that, you know, we do well over these next three games. It was going to be a meaningful game down in Cincinnati. So, like I said, you know, I'm anxious to get home. I mean, thank God we have iPads. I can start watching those guys. And, you know, I think another thing is I've played against them before. You know, this isn't a team that I'm unfamiliar with. Obviously, a division opponent, but at least I've actually been out on the field and played against these guys and have a good feel. Obviously, you know, Mike Zimmer went to Minnesota, so you see if there's any variation in how their defense plays. But I know the players. I mean, we know it's another week of another tough front. Geno Atkins, I mean, you can't say enough about a guy like that. So, you know, I can't wait to get home and start studying these guys because it is a quick turnaround. Just the team. I mean, you know, this is the ultimate team sport. I mean, one guy messes up on a play and it can doom the rest of the team. And that goes for offense, defense, special teams. And, you know, I think Coach said last night we're 1/11th. You know, every player who's out there is 1/11th of a team that's playing out there. And you have to just do your job. And I think the biggest thing for us is, you know, whether it's our defense making plays, our special team, our offense, you know, we stick together. And for a team whose culture has been losing for a long time to start to change that culture, you know, I don't know if a few years ago, and I can only speak from my time here, I don't know if a Browns team wins that game. And I think, you know, with every win and with every, you know, moment where a guy steps up and make a play, I think you believe in each other more and you know, really pulls people together, and you never feel like you're down. I mean, it's frustrating, trust me, you know, sitting on the sideline and the defense is playing well and we can't get anything going. It is frustrating, and I think that's the mental toughness part that plays in, is just hang in there, you know, move on to the next drive, the next play, whatever it might be, and keep battling, because there's a reason it's 60 minutes. Not necessarily. I mean, you know, obviously – when you go no huddle, things are happening fast, so you got to make quick decisions. I mean, I think that suits me well. I think that suits our offense well. But there's also times where I think Kyle has a good feel of knowing when to pull it back and call plays that we've, you know, worked all week long. You know, there's a lot of no huddle plays that you don't get a ton of reps at. It's just kind of, you know, it's on a sheet and it's in the you know, the arsenal, but you might not get a ton of looks at those plays because we're not practicing no huddle every day in practice. So, you know, I think, you know, there's good things in both. Just the will to win, I think, really. I mean, you know, you just never get down on yourself. You always know that there's time to play in the game and move on. I think the biggest thing that we can do, and I know for me personally, is move on to the next play. If you let things linger, you know, it can affect the way you play. And, you know, talking to, you know, certain people, I think you always just want to be where your feet are. You want to be in the presence of that play. You know, don't worry about the last one. Don't worry about the next one. And you know, when we have good drives, that's what we're doing. We're going one play at a time and moving the ball. And that's what we need more, you know, consistently. I think the biggest thing with our offense right now is we're kind of a little bit inconsistent. And I think we got to work on that consistency. And if we do that and we put it all together, I mean, we're going to be a hard team to beat.